Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. There are more than 750 shipwrecks in Wisconsin waters, and each is its own kind of time capsule. A new documentary called Shipwrecks of Milwaukee explores some of these sunken vessels. Milwaukee PBS producer Tracy Newman and director Brian Ewig follow divers into the deep to explore what can be learned from these disasters frozen in time. The documentary includes detailed interviews with historians, researchers, and even a survivor of one of the wrecks. Ahead of the premiere, Ewig and Newman are in studio to talk about how the documentary came together. Thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having us.
So what first piqued your interest in these shipwrecks?
So Brian and I were discussing story ideas. We had just finished up a story about surfing on Lake Michigan. And we were tossing ideas around. I said, well, what about scuba diving? And Brian said, well, you know, I'd be interested in shipwrecks, but I don't know where they are. Now, granted, he grew up here. He went to school here. He graduated from MATC and lived here his whole life, basically. I'm not from here, but I live on the lake. I sail every opportunity that I get. I had no idea that they were out there, too, right in front of, you know, right out our back door, basically. So once I started doing research, I said, oh, my goodness, these are right here. So, you know, we talked to other people, too, and they had no idea that these wrecks were just outside our back door. So we thought, you know, if we're so interested and intrigued by this, and if people don't know about this, we should gather this information and let people know.
There are a significant number of shipwrecks in Wisconsin in general, but specifically in Lake Michigan. In Wisconsin, I believe there are 750 shipwrecks. When we're talking about wrecks in general, what kind of vessels are we discussing here?
Well, we've got all sorts of vessels, anywhere from shipping vessels to your private little wooden schooners. So all sorts of different kinds of wrecks. They say there's about 6,000 shipwrecks in all of Lake Michigan. So it was hard for us to kind of figure out which ones to do, which ones to cover with so many options. Obviously, we wanted to keep it localized to Milwaukee, so we chose a couple of Milwaukee ones. And then some of the ones that happened so long ago, it's hard to find documentation. It was hard to find people who were around who had those stories written down. So we chose a couple that were kind of a little more recent with a lot of documentation, and we actually ended up finding a survivor of one of these shipwrecks.
Yeah, that's something that was really interesting about the documentary. So you did choose to focus on a few different shipwrecks in particular, but the one you mentioned is Dredge Number 6. Can you tell us a bit about what happened there?
Sure. We Energies was just starting to build out the Oak Creek Power Plant. They wanted to build the channel deep enough so they could bring full vessels of coal. So they were dredging out there, and it was a new captain. And the winds really picked up. And instead of heading the crew back in to, the power plant, the Oak Creek, he decided to head toward Milwaukee. So they were being pulled by a tug. And it turned out to be obviously a fatal error. And they never made it to shore. So Jerry, the man that we interviewed, was one of the survivors. Almost half of the crew perished in that wreck. And speaking to him, it was amazing because, you know, he tells it like it was just yesterday. You know, you read the reports and things, and when Jerry's talking, he remembers it just like it was yesterday.
Right. He was 19 at the time, so he was one of the newer deckhands, I believe. And like you said, he recalled every account, and everything he said was just straight on and very accurate.
You know, you mentioned there were a number of different kinds of wrecks that we'll find in Lake Michigan. But of course, although they carry a kind of eerie beauty, they also, they're kind of the embodiment of devastation to some extent. They all carry this sad story. After studying the history of some of these ships, especially Dredge Number 6, what was it like talking to a survivor?
It was amazing. It was amazing. When I spoke to him on the phone the first time, you know, this was 60-some years ago, and to hear him recall it just like it was yesterday was absolutely amazing. To see his emotions when he was talking about it, again, it seemed like it was something that had just happened. And then when we actually got out to the dredge, to the wreck, it was a very calm day that day, and the water was very clear, and we could actually see down. And it was just mind-boggling. This is the wreck. This is where Jerry was. Even though it was 60-some years ago, it's still there. It's pretty amazing.
Right. And that's such a big part of it is the survivors and their stories. And Lake Michigan has made a couple attempts to preserve these shipwrecks. And actually, it's funny. We watched a PBS documentary from about 30 years ago. And they were diving these shipwrecks and they would just pull the stuff off. There's fine china. They're pulling up wheels. They're kind of just pulling all this up. Okay, I'll take it. It's kind of a finder keeper type mentality. Well, in the 1990s, the Great Lakes, they passed what essentially was a no plunder, leave everything as it is for the historical purpose of it.
Well, and that gets back to the historical significance of many of these ships. As John Gerda is quick to point out, Milwaukee is a city built on water. Lake Michigan represents so much to us today, but a lot to our history, especially. At its peak, what would the shores of Milwaukee have looked like when these ships were coming in?
The captain of the ship that took us out for diving, she referred to it, Lake Michigan was like the freeway back in the day. So it was completely different. If you can envision, that was the main source of transportation back then. We use it mostly for recreation now, but at one time, I mean, that's how people came here and that's how the goods were transported. That was the freeway system that we have nowadays.
Right. They talk a lot about the St. Lawrence Seaway bringing in a lot of the refugees from Buffalo, from Europe. In fact, my family came from Lithuania. They came and settled on Jones Island. They later went to Port Washington, where they had a few shipping vessels. And my extended family still has a fish market in Port Washington to this day. So, I mean, I think, like Tracy was saying, I'm from Milwaukee. I think so many people who live here have that history ingrained in them. Other people who have come to live here have those personal connections currently, and the magnificence of the lake. You look at it every day. It's just such an important part of the area.
I think one thing that makes Milwaukee unique is that, you know, whether you're from here or whether you're from somewhere else, there's this intrigue and there's this love of Lake Michigan that really brings everyone together. In the city. It's a way that everybody seems to connect, whether you're a surfer, you're a sailor, you're a scuba diver, or you just like to be out there walking by Lake Michigan. It really is a way that everybody seems to connect in Milwaukee.
And what's amazing about Lake Michigan is it's uniquely suited to really preserving these wrecks. What about the water in Lake Michigan, the climate in the lake, makes it so well suited to preserving shipwrecks?
So the water's cold here, which preserves the shipwrecks and makes it different than other places. Also, we talked about, you know, there's a law here where people can't take things off the ship, but it's important because there's a lot of history down there. I mean, this is where a lot of people worked, you know, where they spent most of their time, and some people lost their lives. So in a way, it's a tribute to those people as well, and it's a history lesson. So, you know, future generations can go down and see these wrecks, and we are very fortunate here in the Great Lakes that we do have, you know, the cold. We complain about winter, but it's one plus that it does preserve these shipwrecks for future generations to come and see.
Something that your documentary gets into as well is how climate is impacting the lake in general, but also things like invasive species, zebra mussels and quagga mussels, that have different impacts on both the shipwrecks and their visibility to some extent. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it was quite amazing going down and seeing the footage. Some of these ships are just completely covered with quagga mussels from the entire ship, and it's all you see. And it was just amazing to learn about that. And what happens is the mussels attach themselves to the ship and basically create bacteria. That bacteria then deteriorates the ship slowly over time, as well as you also have mussels that can attach themselves onto wooden ships. Those ships can then, in a large current, detach, taking a small piece of the ship with them.
You know, this gets to the larger conversation about preserving these wrecks in general, you know, making different parts of the shoreline a sanctuary. But why is it important to preserve this history? And Tracy, you talked a bit about this.
Yeah, you know, this is where past generations, I mean, one of the shipwrecks, the Milwaukee Car Ferry, that sank in 1929. There's many ships that are old like that. the fact that they're still there for us to see, for, you know, future generations to see the history. It, you can't see those in museums. You know, this is the only place you can see them. It's important, you know, not only to the families who, you know, lost loved ones in these wrecks, but also to everyone, just to know the history, know what Milwaukee was like back in the days of, you know, when shipping was the way we traveled. And in some ways, these people, you know, that lost their lives are heroes. You know, they were doing their job. It was dangerous, but somebody had to do it. So they won't be forgotten.
Yeah. Well, Brian, Tracy, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tracy Newman is the producer and Brian Ewig is the director of the Milwaukee PBS documentary Shipwrecks of Milwaukee, presented by 1036. The film is premiering tonight on Channel 10.